Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Ilona Europa, Accent On on LA Talk Radio. I'm in London, and today we have a very, very special guest who is in Poland, in Krakow. We will be talking to Radek Kopeć. Hi, Radek.
Hello, hello, Ilona. Hello, all good people.
Yes, I hope we have so many people listening to our show because rock bands, blues, jazz, this is something that people, especially in America, are crazy about. So I'm hoping the whole world will open up their hearts and their minds to your music, and we'll learn a lot about your wonderful, very special trio band called Voda. So, Radek, you are a guitarist and a singer. And most importantly, you are a leader and founder of the rock band Voda. So could you tell us a little bit about your journey from when you were young, when you were maybe a teenager, mostly teenagers are thinking and picking up guitars and playing, and what and how did you wind up to being right now leader of this very, very cool band?
Yeah, with my pleasure. I started off pretty early, as I was only 7 years old. Oh. And I've been very lucky as I've got an older brother. My older brother is 12 years older than me. And when I was pretty young, he just taught me. He made me listen to very good music without the separation of genres. It was just a good music, mainly rock music. And then I was aware of existence of great bands. People in my age, like it was the first grade of a primary school, they didn't know the music as I knew. And then when I was 10 years old, my father showed me a saxophone. An instrument, saxophone. And he told me, well, if you want to learn the saxophone, you got a chance because my friend, he's a saxophone teacer, and he can help you to get to a music school. And I said, well, a saxophone. Well, I know a lot of things about rock music, and the saxophone wasn't that connected to rock music, in my opinion then. But I thought to myself, it's cool. I tried, maybe I played two really, really nasty notes on the saxophone, and he convinced me to do so. So I went to, I passed the exams, and I went to music school. It was in my hometown, which is Tomaszów Lubelski. It's in the eastern part of Poland. And then I still listen to good music, but I had the other teacher who injected a kind of jazz music into my life. So he showed me all the saxophone players, David Sanborn, jazz part, and also kind of southern tunes like bossa nova, salsa, and I was in doubt which way should I go, rocky or just jazzy. But then I really appreciated. I love these bands. I still remember the first feeling when I used to listen to these bands or musicians. But then during some summer, my brother brought a videotape with an Isle of Wight concert from 70s. And in this concert were four bluesy gentlemen called Free. Free, the band, with Paul Rodgers on the vocals and Paul Kossoff on a guitar. Great late Paul Kossoff. When I saw this concert, I said, no, I don't want a saxophone anymore. I know, I have to play the guitar.
Yes, you chose guitar over saxophone. You know, but this only shows how the journey of a young human being really pushes us to what we really want. I was playing violin. Sorry, I didn't like it a lot. I didn't like it. It was the same situation. My parents said, okay, violin, you know, play. I wanted to sing, but I was so young. So, yeah, for like 7 years, I tried to fall in love with this instrument. I still love with somebody else playing, but I feel so sorry for my father listening to all my, you know, practice hours, which nothing was sounding how I wanted. And in a moment that I could switch to singing and to music school, and, you know, it was just very important for me to make a decision, even when my parents, I know they would be sad that I just dropped the violin. Mm. So, how old you were when you decided that a guitar it is for you? This is what will be forever.
Well, I just started my first band when I was like 17, and then I didn't know how to play. Really, I knew a few chords. I thought that I can play, but then we were so full of energy. We wanted to break the world. You know, we played concerts. Obviously, I wasn't that bad on the saxophone. We won festivals and prizes, but then I felt that I can do the same with guitar. We tried to get a contract kind of deal, a record deal, and you know, we carried on. The main thing, in my opinion, for the musician is creativity. When you create something, it makes you so this, you know, to separate from all the I don't know artists, because you can play 1,000 notes, you can play really beautifully, but then when you compose, when you just that's the main way to express yourself. And I always wanted to compose. Yeah,
you were 17, you had your first band, and then of course life goes very, very fast. So let's find out when you felt that you are a professional musician already. So you know you want to compose. You knew that guitar is something that you want to do. You love saxophone, so this probably will be handy through all your life. I know also that you are playing a piano, yes?
Yeah. That's the other thing, because in music school we had lessons, and my main instrument was saxophone, and the kind of second instrument was always, as you know, it was piano. But then there were really interesting things in my life, because the third class of my primary school, they told me about the clarinet. So I went to learn clarinet. It was too much for me. It was too much for me, but it was before my guitar. Yeah.
Fast forward to today, and you have a successful band, and we will learn and listen to your music, how many genres and styles of music are included in your composition and the style of your band. So we are talking about rock, not mainly rock, but also jazz. We are talking about classical music, and you are not afraid to put everything in your composition whenever you feel like, when your creativity asks for it. So I always say, when young people, older people are listening to our shows, and special parents with children who just dream about music, and everybody says, oh, musicians, they will never have a successful life, or you do something else. But you know, when I'm bringing this amazing, wonderful, working artist who made a living and success stories around the music, you know, and telling parents who may be listening to us, and they see son sitting in a corner playing guitar with long hair, and parents like, oh my gosh, but this is petrifying, you know, play violin or, you know, saw or do something. No, encourage your children, because that's, in the future, this could be whole life, a passion for whole.
Yeah.
For me,
yeah.
In my life, anything else outside of music, I didn't do anything, and I still believe that's all what I will be having until I die. I just live and breathe music. My daughter, you know, also, a lot of music in her life exists. And I don't want to say, but this show is also so important to me, because I think I will announce on Accent on LA Talk Radio that you are a daddy.
That's a success, I tell you.
And we are talking about music journey and all the great stuff that music is doing for us and people who listen to us. But you have beautiful girl, daughter, who is how many days old?
Well, it's like today she's 10 days old. So, yes.
Welcome, Hania, to the world. And I'm sure with your mommy, who is a beautiful singer with the most gorgeous smiles ever. So everybody who wants to, in the end of the show, listen and watch band and mama of Hania play singing already. So we can see it. So that's what we want to do. Okay, mama, come, sweetie. Show us beautiful.
I will try. Yeah. That's Magda. That's Magda. We are fresh parents. Yeah.
She sleeps, so.
Yeah. That shows us how fresh we are, because she wants to sleep and we disturb her. Yeah. But I tell you, there's a different meanings of success in life. Someone is happy when his or her son is playing on stairs and, you know, playing first exams, and someone is happy when he makes some, you know, handy things. For me, kind of above it all, it's goodness. When you're good, when you feel like you're in harmony with yourself, that's the most important thing. And no matter, obviously, I wouldn't be happy without the music, obviously. So you know what I'm talking about, because no matter which instrument, no matter which genre, that's what I think Hania, when she was about to be a part of this world, about the delivery, I started to bother my bandmates with a song, with a riff, which is kind of jazzy, rocky. And then I started to write the music, and I've noticed someday, you know, like 2 weeks before she was born, I made a song for her with kind of a message, how to be, in my opinion, how to be prepared to live in this sometimes cruel world, because, you know, we've got all, you know, especially now, restrictions and, you know, so we have to be careful, but then the music for it's a kind of well, if we are in our present times now, we play less concerts, obviously. We play concerts mainly online. In Poland, we start to lose restrictions at the end of May. So we play first concert with Voda in May, which is the concert with the audience. And then I think we have to keep together.
You know, when we are going back to story, how your band was put together, you are a leader, you are a founder. So you have three people in the band. Could you just tell us a little bit about your friends and, of course, who play band with you? And adding, of course, Magda, who is, I think, with you from what I understand, 2013.
And 13, yeah.
So she's also a part of bands.
So from the beginning, because I might be a bit messy, but yeah, I try to put it all together On one day in 2014, me and my friend, as you said, my friend mates, we put the band together. We didn't think of it as a particular band or the band that is going to sound like this or that. No, no. We wanted to make the band when we will be free to play the music that we want to play. So we didn't care if it's going to be a jazz music, blues music, or rock music. We wanted to put all like blend it and mix it together to make Voda music as our music. You know, just like when you listen to some bands nowadays, that they say, oh, well, they all sound the same or whatever. I didn't think like that. I wanted to make the band with no limitation. But the one limit is only to feel free. And then we found a bass player. We recorded the first album, Onerare, which is all the Latin words. It sounds very nice, one rare, but it's Onerare. The first album, and the album was so different at the same time as it was rocky, because it's a quite rocky album. I like riffs, heavy riffs, which you can find in Voda, and sometimes people listen to this music for 20 seconds and they think like, wow, it's pretty heavy. Oh, it's too heavy for me. No, wait a minute. Take a look on it.
Journey, just enjoy your leadership and of course your friendships with two more gentlemen who are in the band with you. So Łukasz Piekarniak, he's also co-founder of Voda, he plays on the drums and he plays guitar. Marek Alcerzak plays on a bass guitar. In this configuration, band exists from 2014, or Marek was added a little bit?
No. He's our last gem. He joined the band this year. As we had to separate our ways with a former bass player as his second child was born, and Mikołaj was really happy to play with us, but he had to be at home. So we had a deal that we're gonna play until the end of last year, and then we were in the meantime we were looking for a bass player. And Marek plays with us, and we're preparing at the moment. We're preparing a fourth album, so we're gonna play a little bit more of improvisations on this album. So you should wait for it.
To know that the band Voda, which is from Poland, but really is known in so many countries. You were touring a lot of countries, yes? So you were touring in Litva, in Germany, Slovakia, Czechs. You were in, of course, UK all the time. We want this band to be known in America. You also have lots of contacts with people. Because like you say, in your music world, you play with a lot of great artists. I know when we were talking, you were mentioning about Grayson American Blues. Why band is so important to you?
Well, first of all, if we talk about Magda Bożyk, the fact that when I started to play in Grayson American Blues Band, which is bluesy band from Poland, from Kraków, where I'm based, with Stanley Czech from Toledo, Ohio, as a singer. But I was introduced to Magda Bożyk Band by a guitar player from Grayson American Blues. So at the beginning, the band is very important to me because I met Magda through them.
The most beautiful place to live in. You know, so many, many years ago, right now we have the happiest family in front of us, and you all will be forever playing music and on the stage for sure. And I'm sure Hania will soon will be added, and you will record probably first a lullaby. Because, and I'm sure Magda will be playing, so better start writing Lullaby, because that's the first song that every mother is supposed to have in her repertoire. Okay, so I gave you some idea. And so, yeah, we were talking about touring, and we are talking about your introduction, of course, to Magda. And so Gray Zone American Blues, who was put together by American, with Jules, and who lives right now in Poland. But you also were working with Antoni Krupa, another bluesman you work with, and somehow this is important name in your journey.
Yeah. I was invited to this cooperation by Antoni. He's a radio DJ as yourself, and Antoni is a DJ in Radio Kraków, Polish radio, for almost 45 years, I guess. So he's kind of, I'd say, big fish here. But at the same time, in the 70s, he played with Marek Grechuta, which is big pretty name. Known. Yeah, in Poland, and he needed a guitar player, so we kind of clicked together, and then actually I played for last 2 years as a duo mainly with Antoni, but we play with a kind of big instrumentariums. Recently, 2 months ago, there were 75th birthday party. It was 75th birthday party, Antoni, in a big cultural center, which was recorded. And then next week, actually, we got a premiere of this album. So it's a huge, huge concert, I tell you, because it was with two drum kits, two drummers, bass players, keyboard players, five singers. It's really, really huge, like 75th birthday party should be.
It's really, really big. But, you know, everybody who listens to our interview says, okay, we are talking music, when the music will start playing. So I want people to know, please, stay with us, because we will be having a very, very special concert in the end of the show for whole world to enjoy. Of course, Radek will tell us the list of the songs including that we are including in the show, and we will have really, really blast, because like you mentioned, Voda has influences of blues, rock, jazz, and classical music. So it will be very, very surprising. And of course, we'll be introducing also Magda in a duo with you, because you are a singer. Yes, you are a guitarist, and you are a piano player, but you are a singer in this band. And you are singing in English. We are talking to Polish musician, and I know Polish radio prefers artists to sing in Polish. This is for many, many years a little bit problem for artists who want to be present outside of Poland, especially for type of music that you are playing. This is not typical pop music. This is just something that has a roots also in American music, in blues music. You want people to know what is in your heart in the language that world is used to listening to. So you are singing in Polish. Is this a problem for you? What about media, radio? Are they like saying, start singing in Polish? Well, it's nothing wrong with that. I think one or two songs would be great if you add in album, because the world loves Polish sound. Language Polish is very unusual. You know, it's like Portuguese or something. It's like the shish, people are like, what is this?
Yeah.
I think we have cool language, but I agree with you. English is something that whole world is used to when it comes to the style of music that you are singing. So please, is this a problem or is this a plus? Singing.
Well, for me, it's kind of benefit when I sing in English, because the English is so, as you said, it's easier to sing. All the syllables are so round that you can shape it, and you can put in a line, so everything is so natural. It sounds natural, whereas Polish language, it might be better. Obviously, it's better for DJs, for many Polish people. It's kind of situation when you hear Polish words, you listen and it comes to your heart, as they say, 30 times quicker, because you feel it, you know what the singer sings about. But then at the same time, we play music that it's so different, and I'd say it's maybe not difficult, but it's so it needs a second listening. It doesn't come to your ear and then it's like catchy. It's not that catchy. And then the lyrics, I want to express myself, you know, when I sing, I want to say very important things. So if I sang in Polish, it would be probably the same situation. And people would say, well, it's nice music, but then maybe the words are too sophisticated. What's the point? It's just a 5-minute song. Just sing about the sun. Yes, obviously, we sing about the sun, but in a different context. So, and then when you look at it as an international career, which we try, because as we play, hopefully we will repeat these tours, and then we've got a scheduled tours for this, as you said, fall or in London, autumn, for October, November. We've got tours in Netherlands, Germany, and we have to fulfill it. I mean, we want to, but then people outside of Poland, they want to listen to want to know what we sing about. So it's other way around.
To me, if somebody says you cannot use red color, you cannot use blue color, we are musicians, we are an artist. Nobody's supposed to tell us what language, what notes, what instruments we are using when we are playing. This is our way of how we want to communicate with somebody who listens to our creativity. So if, in your opinion, songs are requiring to be presented in English, especially that you are, like I say, international band that tours all around the world, I think it's nothing wrong to be completely, completely focused on English. And I congratulate you, because you sound really good in this language.
Yeah.
And, you know, and Polish people speak English is so beautifully to now enter Poland. They love to speak English. So, hey, world is a small place to live, and happen that the English world for everybody, the whole world is speaking too. So we have no problem with singing.
Totally.
I'm mentioning a little bit about the future, because I know we have very short time to end our conversation, because we have our concert coming up right now. So I would like to maybe ask you one more question. I understand that future is planned. Your touring will be again existing from the hopefully fall. But you didn't stop creating in the pandemic.
No.
Pandemic hit musicians and artists the most. We were cut completely off work. Just completely. And somebody says, okay, you're an artist, sitting home and compose. But we are talking motions, you know, we need a feedback, we need to be with the public. So sometimes it's very hard to just sit in a room and just compose happy songs or happy.
Especially now.
I mean, you know, thinking about money, thinking about what is next. Nobody knows. I didn't know. I'm locked for a year and a half in London, and this is my year and a half in London that I moved from Los Angeles. So you could say depressing, or you can say, yay, I will use this time the best like I can, which I did. I know you also did something very special. You released a new album in time.
Yeah, we thought.
When
they say lockdown us in the first lockdown, it was March or April last year. I didn't want to lose this battle, because people needed to be cheered up. You know, you have to. If you're an artist, you have to. You play for people. That's the mainly You don't play for yourself. You don't fulfill yourself. You can't be, you know, self-centered. You play for someone else. So if people were pretty down because it was new situation, we released that we need to do something that people will appreciate because we start to lose contact with people in different towns in music venues when they were waiting for us. So we started to put kind of online rehearsals with Voda. But then our rehearsing room was underneath with a really bad reception, internet reception. So we decided to ask Cultural Center in Krakow if we can do a kind of professional stage, really good sounded concert. And they said that they have a place, but this place is connected with weddings, and it's like a cottage, really, really old. It looks like a kind of castle with a grand piano, and it was so posh. So they said, well, but it's rocky. People think you're rocky. It might not click that much with your music. I said, well, it's a kind of excuse for us to change the instruments, and then we can play some of our songs, not with a loud guitar. I can switch to grand piano, which is benefit from my music school.
I love that. I think you gain so much fans by them turning into the soft part of you and understanding that just music is just so big picture. So don't look at the cover and say, okay, this is a rock band, that's what I will hear. There's so many colors to painting, so many colors to our creativity. And I'm so, in a way, happy that lockdown allowed you to have this gorgeous concert, acoustic concert, and bring to the very intimate little settings that is so romantic. And now we have this powerful band playing completely, yeah, and people love it. So today we are talking to Radek Kopeć, who is a leader of Voda band. And I hope people will find you very, very just encouraging and sweet and talented, and just they will be so happy to listen to second part of Accent on LA Talk Radio with the concert that we'll be presenting right now. I think you are the person who supposed to give us the playlist. For right now, I'm announcing to whole world, we will listen right now to Voda on LA Talk Radio or on Accent On with Ilona Europa. And Radek Kopeć will give us list of the songs. So let's start from the top, what we will be listening to.
Now we'll be listening to our mini concert. You will be listening to Prisoners of Mind from our last concert album, Parallaxis. Secondly, you will listen to SOS from our debut album, Honorare. And then it's a special one because it's like Venus to Mars with this lady, Magda Bożyk, from our first album too, but it's a kind of surprise for you. And at last but not least, it's a real song. It's from Amphibia, from our second album. But it's a special song because it's made for all the fans all the world. So keep enjoy the life because it's the most important thing in your life.
Thank you so, so much for our interview. Congratulations again. Hania is the sweetest, the most quiet, the nicest child in the world. She's 10 days old, didn't cry even once. So thank you so much. Thank you again. We were talking with Radek Kopeć, leader of band Voda.
Thank you. It was my pleasure. Thank you very much.
Separate ways. You're sinking slower than I thought you'd be. Let your guide would show you all the twists and turns I'm through. Your fickle spine was like a fishing rod you caught them all. As twice was given, double broken word. So many times I'd see these guys for a different name, moving around on my faded hope till your tears would fill the air. Carefully to every drop. Such a sound, in perfect silence to forget it all. The dream is done, so even before we close our eyes. Wake up now and face the fact it is the first truth of your life. There's so many times I can see these guys for a different name, and moving around on the faded hope till your tears will fill the air. So many times I can see these guys for a different name, moving around. Faded hope till your tears will fill the air.
system via Bluetooth light.
Why don't you steal it just a glance?
Steady, I've made up my mind.
Watch it for some things are once in a while.
I can reach, I can feel, but I'm far away. I've got questions to answer, you not say. And my will to survive, I've got the love to swim by the girl. As infinity calls, I'll be on my way.
Don't be a little over hopes, give a name to this game.
Yes, we know all the roads.
Yes, we have to remember it's miles away, miles away, miles away, miles away.
Mutual path.
It's clear, well, they're not alive.
In faring from what might be found.
Don't miss the second when two turns into the one.
I can reach, I can feel, but I'm far away. I've got questions to answer, and I'll say. And my will to survive, got to lose this, we're born to go. As infinity calls, I'll be on my way.
Don't be a little hour, it holds, give a name to this game.
Yes, we know all the roads.
Yes, we have to remember it's
miles away, miles away, miles away, miles away, miles away, miles away, miles away.
Thank you.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.